Hello and welcome to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is LaDonna Evans Duhart, and in this show we're going to discuss the infamous question, when in a critical situation, how will I know what to do first? To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use your question and comment box below. Alright, so let's get started. In many courses, security courses particularly, I'm always faced with that question when you know, the students are towards the end of the course and they understand, you know, how to do the assessment, how to do a risk analysis, and all those ideal tasks. How do you put your mind in that state to deal with the initial phase of when a critical incident has occurred? In all actuality, the answer is never an easy answer. The answer is never going to be the same type of answer for every situation and for every person. There's just no routine way of, you know, me saying this is what to expect, this is what is going to happen, because every situation is going to be different. So even when we consider situations like the Katrina incident or the 9/11 incidents, you can just imagine at that point in time when everybody gains some level of clarity of what is going on, everybody is going to have some similar type of reaction, but again, no one's action or reaction is going to be the same. So the best way I handle this question is to look at what has been covered in the modules. The purpose of this particular course, which touches on IDS or intrusion detection systems, was only natural for me to roll this into the whole risk management area. So when we look at some of the modules that deal with documents that an organization is to have in place, we defined that there were many technical and operational as well as procedural documents that needed to be in place so that some level of information is put into place, so when that incident occurs, you have some kind of way at some point in time where someone is going to say, let's go and look at the disaster recovery plan, or let's go and look at a business continuity plan so that we can figure out what are our next steps. So again, will that take place in the first 5 minutes of noticing the incident, or will it take place after an hour of pulling people together to try and figure out how to deal with the incidents? That situation is going to vary, so there's no perfect answer in how to deal with that, or there's no ideal answer in how to expect how you're going to react to an answer. The next thing that I usually identify is, let's look at classifying the incident. Before we get ourselves too out of control, let's look at, one, was there really an incident? Is it critical? Is it minor? Was it just a false alarm? How do you deal with that? So during those initial phases of identifying some type of problem, we need to first identify the problem. If it's major, we need to look at some major responses. If it's minor, then the responses may not be as if we had a major situation. If it's a false alarm, we need to not just say, okay, everybody return back to your desk. We need to identify what caused this false alarm to occur. I mean, what triggered someone to think that there was some type of incident for us to make such, you know, major decisions after the fact? So again, you need to look at all of the realms of the classifications of incidences and have some level of way to document how do you deal with this minor situation or this major situation, or of course a false alarm. From there, we need to also take into consideration the team, the recovery team that should be put in place. In this recovery team, there are scientific ways to look at, we need to have this type of person, a person who knows how to react in a critical situation. But we also need to have a type of person who is very common in those types of situations. So if you have a person that is going to react in such a nature that would make people in that team a little bit more nervous, then we need a balance so that we can determine, you know, what party here in this group of people can calm down those people who are really, really excited. We may have a person in this group who is very, very technically savvy. But then yet still we have may have some people who are not, you know, technical, real technical, but we need some people who understand the business objectives. We have people who understands the goal of the organization. And then that way we can take this whole molding of these different groups of personalities and these different people with these different experiences and then pull together what we need to do when we have an incident and how we need to keep everybody calm and keep everybody on the same page so that we can deal with how we're going to address our next steps. Now, with knowing that we have a team in place, we have some documents in place, we have a way to classify an incident once it occurs, now we need to look at in a controlled environment, let's see what it would take for us to rehearse these situations. Okay? Let's see what it's going to take for us to classify if this is a major situation or classify whether or not this is a minor situation or a false alarm. We need to rehearse these processes. At the point that we rehearse different situations, we are gaining experience. Even though these are not live experiences, we are placing ourselves in that mental state so that we can determine, how do I deal with this situation? What is my next step? How do I deal with when this is a minor situation? What are my next steps? If this is a false alarm, are my next steps going to be any different? So again, we need to have a way to plot out situations. We need a way to practice this. Ultimately, we need a way to rehearse what's going to happen. Now, one thing that is unique is that when these technical documents or management documents are created, we need a way for us to, in those documents, define what steps do we take next. And when I say that, I'm looking at if there was a power outage. We need to consider the fact, if we have any backup systems in place or power recovery systems in place so that we can determine what the next steps are. So when looking at a situation such as a power outage, we need to look at how probable is this type of situation to occur. Are we highly probable? Is there a medium level of probability? Or is there a far-fetched or a low level of probability? So there are sections within this course that talks about, let's calculate the probability of something happening. There are many companies, there are auditors, there are security specialists that have, per your location, per your particular industry, per even the vendor, involving the vendor's outlook or history of that particular product, looking at the probability of something really occurring. So again, you take all of that into consideration and we can determine, hey, if I'm on the West Coast, this is the probability of me having an earthquake. If I'm on the East Coast, this is the probability of me having this particular outcome or having this particular incident to occur. After you have, determined the probability, let's take a look at some of the controls that we have in place. And let's score those controls, security controls. So for example, if one particular security control is for me to have access cards for the users to be authenticated into a computer, I need to score those. I need to rate those. Okay, what's the likelihood that there's going to be failure with me using access cards? What's the rate that there are going to be false positives or false negatives? So I need to take that into consideration. So one, I have the ability to determine the probability of an incident. And two, I have the ability to take my security controls and I need to score them. I need to evaluate those security controls because there may be situations where I need to take that security control and I need to retire. I need to bring on something new. Or we need to just, maintain what we have and just update our documentation or update whatever it is we need to have in place so that these technical documents are in place so that when we need to make a change or we need to react to something, we can based on up-to-date information. Okay. Now, there's another way for us to deal with risk. We need to first identify what the risks are. Even though there are risks that are going to be known, there are some that are going to be completely unknown. But the risks that we do know how to deal with, we need to deal with. We need to put our attention on those so that in the event that we're asking ourselves, what are the next steps, we have at least identified a particular risk, and that list of risks can be really long. And then from there, have an idea of how do I rehearse this particular type of risk? if it's common. Typically, if some of these items are common, then that means that we may have, you know, some security controls in place. And then we can exercise and keep rehearsing these security controls. So we can take the common risks that we know about and rehearse based on those particular risks. From that, we can generate what we call a raw risk score. And these raw risk scores is a way for us to look at the probability and determine, what is the outcome? What's the odds of something like this happening? Okay, so make note that you may have some risks with high probabilities and other risks with low probabilities. Okay, we can have a risk that's a high risk with a high probability with a security control that I have in place, and maybe a security control that I don't have in place. So that means that I need to take some time and develop that particular security control. On top of all of this, we need to look at, okay, if something does happen, how am I going to deal with the fact that there's going to be certain impact levels? I can have a particular risk that would occur or that could occur that I know is going to have an impact level that's low, or it could be extremely high, it could fall in the middle, or it could be like a medium high rating. It can be between a medium and a high, or a low and a medium. So again, if I take my impacts and determine that this company can handle an impact of a low, it may not have my system completely out of the water, but it could just temporarily be, you know, bringing down a particular process in our in our operations. So again, we're going to look at taking our impact and looking at how much impact a particular risk is going to cause, and how the functionality or the operations of an organization can handle that. So again, you can rate these impacts into different categories. And again, this course goes into some of the calculations required to look at how do I rate my impact. But again, all of this plays a gigantic role when you're in that state of trying to figure out, well, what do I really do next for this organization? You know, you want to make the right moves for an organization, but again, the organization has got to define a way for you to make those right moves. So again, these technical documents are going to, or management documents are going to play a gigantic role in that person making a successful, next step for the organization. Okay, so with looking at all of that and considering the fact that there's a lot more detail in each one of these modules, there is no absolute answer for that question. The only answer that I could potentially recommend is for you to, one, review the documentation that is set out there by management. If there's none out there, make recommendations to say, this is what we need to do next because we don't have this in place. Now, if those documents are in place, let's start reviewing them. Let's start rehearsing. Let's start classifying the different incidences that could particularly occur. Again, the unknowns, we can't deal with the unknowns. But again, we have some direction in which we need to move in so that we can deal with what our next steps are. Again, in these technical documents, we have a way to measure probability. We have ways to deal with security controls. If there's not a particular security control in place, let's create some. We have a way for us to deal with defining how much of an impact can this particular incident cause us, and can the company deal with that. You may have a situation where the impact is super, super high. How long can that company deal with that high impact, and what security controls can we put in place right now so that we can determine, okay, we know that this particular high incident or this high impact can only be in place for 5 minutes before we're completely, you know, out of the water. Then we need to look at what can we start putting in place so that we're only going for 2.5 minutes if that particular type of situation happens. So again, it's best for us to proactively look at a situation. Okay, we look at risk scoring as well as calculating the raw risk. All of these entities put in place will help us better deal with the situation when something occurs. So that is my answer to what are the next steps when a critical situation occurs. I hope that you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment button below. If you are interested in reviewing any other shows, just search for the GoGo Radio Archives for LaDonna Evans Duhar. If there are any shows you would like for me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively at GoGo.com. You all have a great day.